You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Jill from Indiana. I was calling because, of course, I'm always listening to your show, and it made me remember that I forgot to call in a really awesome event that happened right before Halloween. So jumping right into it, for those who don't listen all the time, I am a paranormal investigator. I've been doing this for over 10 years. That being said, I was on an investigation for a business. So, of course, I can't say any of the business. And this business sells antiques. I know Jenny loves that. And it was a really wonderful old building, lots of really interesting things. And when I go in, my job specifically is audio collection and analysis. Why we were specifically there was I didn't ask that. It's not relevant to me. I know some people like that information. I don't. All I knew was the employees had requested that something be done. So there we are. And we had been there for a couple hours. We had one employee with us, a female. And then we ended up connecting with a male employee who had been with another group simply because I wanted to use the restroom and the restroom that was there for the public use. There was a line. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. And I was like, do you have another restroom, like maybe a secret restroom? Most businesses do. And he said, yeah, you can come use the employee one. And I was like, great. So we go in the employee restroom. I would say this room is probably 5 by 8. Not a tiny, tiny room. It had a chair in a corner with a little table with some tissues and some lotion. Of course, a toilet, toilet paper, a sink and a mirror. And right next to the sink and the mirror was a small window. And you could see a street light outside. It wasn't very close to the window, but it was giving enough light that I didn't bother turning on the light because I didn't want to ruin my night vision. So I was in the restroom. I set all my equipment down and my audio collection equipment and use the restroom. Then when I'm washing my hands, this is where it got weird. You know, it's a restroom. Strangely enough, a lot of really crazy stuff happens in restrooms. So I always bring my equipment because it's just crazy, but restrooms are almost always on it. So I'm washing my hands, and there's this little mirror, obviously an antique, over the sink. It is kind of square, but the top of it is cut kind of like a shell with three humps. There are flowers etched along the top of the mirror, so that as you're standing at the sink washing your hands, it almost looks like you have these pretty little flowers sitting on top of your head. And I'm kind of looking at it. That's what caught my eye. I was like, oh, that's kind of pretty. It makes you look like you're wearing flowers on your head. And I'm looking at myself. So my face and shoulders fill this small mirror. And as I'm looking at it, admiring the etching, my eyes start to dim out and very quickly turn black. So I know when there's something paranormal happening, I kind of freeze. That's my response. I freeze. I turn the water off. And when I say my eyes went black, I mean the whole socket of your eye. It was as if an angry child took a black smudge stick and colored in your entire eye socket. There was no eyelid, no eyelashes, no eye. But the rest of my face was fully visible due to the light coming in from the window. So, of course, I thought, oh, this is that weird psychomantium effect. I've heard about it on other radio shows and podcasts and so on and so forth. You can look that up yourself. I won't go into it. And so I thought, it's a trick of the light. So I walk over, and I'm start talking to my recorder, and I say, I tell it what's going on. I turn the light on in the bathroom. So now there's full light. I walk back to the sink. I stand very close so that my head's in the same place with the flowers on my head. And I say, okay, little ghosty, if you're trying to scare me out of your bathroom, show it to me again. And I wait. Not rude, not challenging. I said it just like that. And sure enough, full lights on. My eye sockets dim out and go completely coal black. I'm blinking and blinking and blinking, trying to see, can't see anything. I turn my head side to side, and my heart rate is increasing. I've been doing this for 10 years now, and I've never seen this type of effect. This is freaky. This is some paranormal activity, weird movie shit. Even to me, I'm kind of thinking, what kind of ghost can do this? I'm getting scared. So I'm turning my head to side. By now, my compatriots who are waiting on me are like yelling, Jill, how long are you going to be? So I take slow steps away from the sink. And as I back away from the sink, my eyes come back. And I'm like, that is so weird. So I quickly rush back up to the sink, and my eyes are still there. But then if I stand there, they fade away to just black holes in my face. The creepiest thing. So, of course, I run and get my compatriots. I say, I need another person in here now, just one. And so my friend Christy comes in, and she said, what's going on? I said, paranormal activity, put stuff over there. Go to the sink and wash your hands. And she's looking at me out of the corner of her eyes, and she is game for anything. She's great. She's like, is this going to scare the shit out of me? I said, I don't want to tell you anything. Just go wash your hands. So she goes and she washes her hands, and she goes, oh, what a pretty little mirror. Same thing I did. And then she stops. Her whole body freezes. And I'm like, I would say on the other side of the room by where that little table was. And I'm just giddy that, oh, it's happening to her. It's happening to her. And I'm watching her whole body change. She shut the water off and she's turning her head just slightly side to side. Same thing I did. And she jumped back away from the mirror and yelled, holy shit. And normal people would be freaked out. I'm freaked out. But I looked at her, I went, just tell me what you saw. And she goes, my eyes disappeared. I said, yes, yes. And she goes, holy shit. And she did it several more times. And then we opened the door. We went, we need another person in here. Give us a man. And we actually did it with another woman first. And then same thing happened to that woman. When my friend Christy did it, and of course we did tell anybody what was going to happen. She had stepped a couple of paces away from the mirror, just like I had, to try to make her eyes come back. And she turned and looked at me, and she was like, this is so freaky. I wonder what's causing it. Because just like me, we're thinking, is it a trick of the light? Is it the light from the street? There has to be an explanation. And all of a sudden, she jumps and squeals and jumps forward towards the mirror, and she grabs at her back, swinging her arm around, grabs her back, and I jump forward to get close to her, and I'm like, what's going on? And she said, somebody just poked me right in my spine, like they took one finger and they jammed their finger right into my spine to push me forward towards the sink. And we all, it was me and her and another woman at that point. I was like, so this is definitely paranormal. That was right at the time when we were saying, this must be a trick of the light, and we were doubting that it was a spirit doing it. And whatever spirit was in that bathroom was saying, oh no, this is me. Which I thought was odd, because if you're changing our faces and trying to scare us away from your mirror, then why would you poke her and push her towards the mirror? The whole thing was creepy. So creepy. We did it with four different people, each time not telling anyone what would happen. And each time the same thing happened. The last person to do it was the female employee, who was an older lady, I would say 65 plus. She was interested in ghosts, but not down for the whole ghost thing. And I told her, I don't know that you can really enjoy this. And she said, well, I want to see what you see. This is the bathroom I use when I work. And we're kind of thinking, oh, then you definitely don't want to see this. She saw it. She jumped and screamed and ran out of the bathroom. So we went and consoled her, told her, you know, so far it hasn't been aggressive or violent. Has that ever happened before? And she said, no, we've never had a problem with that bathroom. That's not why you guys are here. The bathroom is fine. But that mirror is new. They just put the mirror up this week. We didn't have a mirror in there before. The other mirror had cracked. And I was very excited. So the mirror is new. And the mirror is definitely the problem. Anyway, I was really floored, even as an investigator. Just when you think you've seen it all, you really haven't. And there's nothing like seeing your own face change right in front of you. It is extremely disturbing. So get to your local antique store. Get yourself a freaky mirror. Hope you guys had a good holiday. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.